CNN's Philip, as she's walking back other lefty stances. Harris endorsed Biden's SCOTUS plan that's pretty to the left. By Ian Hanchett on July 30, 2024. On Monday's CNN Newsnight, host Abby Phillip said that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris is backing President Joe Biden's Supreme Court proposal, which is pretty, I would say, to the left, while she's trying to back away from some left-wing positions she took as a presidential candidate during the 2020 election cycle. Phillip said, interestingly, Vice President Harris is talking about this proposal, which is pretty, I would say, to the left, right? But, in the same breath, we're hearing that, actually, some of the things that she backed in the 2020 race, she's pulling back on in the New York Times. The campaign told them that she no longer wants to ban fracking. She supports increased funding for border enforcement, that's the Biden budget. She no longer backs single-payer health insurance, as she did 4 years ago. And she supports an assault weapons ban still, but she does not support anymore a requirement to sell them back to the federal government. Earlier in the segment, Phillip stated, "We knew that Biden was considering this. But, actually, interestingly, it was before he left the race. And when the reports were that he was going to do something like this. I think it was widely seen as an effort to try to consolidate the base for someone who's at the top of the ticket. So, now it's out. I was a little surprised to see Vice President Harris putting out this full-throated statement supporting what's on paper here that is not exactly realistic in terms of what's going to happen." Phillip also said that both members of the 2024 GOP ticket, former President Donald Trump and Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., have also changed positions before. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.